Good morning. This is Marco with Top Threat Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, February the 12th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up a penny and a quarter at 542 and a quarter. March wheat up a quarter at 533 and three quarters, and March beans up 2.5 cents at 1370. We have the long weekend coming up. We're going to see a little bit more profit taking in the corn and beans. It's possible. You know, the funds are incredibly long corn, in my opinion. They're long, you know, 170 beans, 130 oil, or 120 oil, somewhere in that range, probably close to 100,000 meal. Do they want to take it home all of it over the weekend? We'll have to see. We did see some export sales this morning. Interestingly enough, 195 corn to Costa Rica and 116 corn to Guatemala. It's been quite a while since we've seen them make those kind of purchases out here. I've been under the impression that this past week that we've been in here was the Chinese New Year. Apparently, it starts tonight for the next week. So we haven't seen any Chinese buying out here and any kind of flash sales, and the exports were down. So, you know, I really thought it was this week, but it turns out it's next week. That was my mistake. But, again, we should be pretty quiet with any export news from China next week. Outside markets relatively quiet. The dollar is up 28 ticks, pushing back toward 91 cents. It's at 90.70. Dow looks open up a little bit lower. Bonds are at the lowest level they've been at in ages out here. Let's see. We had a low the other day of 166.03. We got down to 166.10 today. So the bond market looks like we could see some higher interest rates eventually. Overall, we're going to have, you know, just brutal weather over the weekend all across the Midwest. Very, very cold temps where they don't really have good snow cover. Montana, South Dakota, Montana. There could be some damage. They're talking maybe 10% damage out here, but the trade hasn't seemed to be too concerned about it. So, you know, again, I think it's pretty hard to kill a wheat plant one way or the other. They're expecting a 183 crush on Monday from NOPA. That's in line with last month. Still a big number. You know, you need the constant bull news to keep supporting a bull market out here. And we've seen in this week some of the bull factors pull back. The corn carryout wasn't as low as everybody thought. We've ended the Argentinian strikes. The Argentinian corn and soybeans and the Brazilian corn and soybeans look to be in better shape than we thought. Bigger crops than we had estimated. We know the Brazilian crop should be coming in the next 2 weeks. So do the Chinese want to wait and buy at a 50-cent discount, or do they want to buy now? My guess is they buy now just to protect themselves. They'll probably wind up canceling some of these sales. So, you know, overall, I think the pros will be looking to sell rallies, but those who believe that this thing isn't over will certainly be looking to buy breaks. $5 corn, $13 beans, somewhere in that range. So it's going to be, I think, a fairly volatile couple of weeks in here. We've got the holiday on Monday. We'll come in and have some, you know, pent-up trading activity, and we'll see what we can do with the 4 days during next week. But, again, I think it's going to be a little bit tough to try to take out some of the contract guys we've seen in these markets. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.